I think another typical example of Oberlin youth is the lady on Morgan Street who was able to leave her basket of goodies for trick and treat night. She was going to be away, and she wanted the children to be able to have a treat, and she didn't want any tricks. So she just left a great big basket out on her front step with a note saying that she was very sorry she was out of town, but she wanted to make sure that all the children received their treats. And our children came home so thrilled to think that when they got to her house, there was a good supply left, and everyone just helped themselves to one apiece. And this was about an hour into the trick and treat on Halloween night. So no one had bothered to dump them or steal them or fill their pockets. They just all took their fair share and went on their way.